Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty in court to charges that he lied to Congress. It is a pretty fascinating case from a lot of different perspectives. The president wanted charges brought. There were some in the Department of Justice who didn't think there was a case, and eventually he just found somebody who would bring the case. They went through a grand jury and they got to this point, and some things happened in court yesterday that aren't necessarily typical of that kind of court appearance to enter a plea. And to talk about the case and a little bit about what happened yesterday, Jim Bergen from Shipman and Goodwin joins us here in Brian and Company, a good friend of the show, good friend of mine. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Good morning. I'm glad you're covering this topic.
Yeah, I mean, it gets lost in the shuffle. Obviously, the deal with Israel and Hamas is a big deal. The government shutdown is a very big deal. But this this case is pretty interesting. And I'll start generally. And there's a lot of things going on, from Lindsey Halligan to the accelerated calendar to some other things that happened in court. But just generally, what's standing out to you with this case and what happened yesterday?
Well, first, just to set it up, it's a simple allegation. You know, these are commonplace. What's different is that, and just to say what that allegation is, he lied to Congress, made, quote, material, false, fictitious, fraudulent statement, and specifically because he told Ted Cruz in a committee meeting he hadn't authorized anybody else at the FBI to be anonymous source of news reports, and that's what he had said, and Cruz is saying, well, that's a lie. One of you is lying. And he also testified about the FBI's investigation into the Russian interference, and that was obstruction. So these are fairly commonplace. What's not commonplace, in fact, it's never happened before that I know of. I didn't search the 250 years here, but the president calls for him to be indicted, telling Bondi to do it right away. In a social media post, the charging document's only 300 words, doesn't even name who authorized the leak, and the defense lawyer says, I don't even know who this person is. You haven't even done it. And then the prosecutor is this, person appointed who actually went out and got this because, you know, Bondi was told to go get it done, was somebody who she's never prosecuted a parking ticket. She's not a prosecutor. She happens to have done some insurance work. She's been his personal lawyer. And the people who were investigating this, who were appropriately appointed, said, wait a minute, I don't have enough evidence to do this.
Right. So, I mean, Lindsey Halligan didn't even speak in court. She wasn't even the counsel that addressed the judge.
No. And that was smart. That might have been the smartest thing she's done so far, because she doesn't know what she's doing. It's not easy to be a federal prosecutor. I mean, you actually have to perform a certain way. You're representing the United States of America, the people of the United States of America. Most federal prosecutors are very proud of their service.
Right.
And even defense lawyers respect federal prosecutors because, you know, we all play by the rules. Here, there are no rules. And it's just chilling for most of us who really care about protecting society with rules.
Well, you know, we're talking with Jim Bergen from Shipman and Goodwin here on Brian and Company. He may well have lied, okay? But proving it in a court of law is a different thing. But there's a lot of people who say getting a conviction here isn't even the point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The point is to try to just shame and sully Comey. And Comey's not even people who are defending him don't think he's necessarily the most likable figure here. But I mean, generally speaking, is the point to just sort of humiliate him, or there's really an effort to win this case?
Well, everybody can draw their own inference, but from the simple facts that I'm looking at, as somebody's been doing this for 45 years, I'm looking at this and saying this isn't really done to win. The idea that a jury, first of all, that it's going to get to a jury, I wouldn't bet on it. And secondly, if it does get to a jury, can you imagine jurors actually finding beyond a reasonable doubt that Comey lied and not paying attention to the fact that this was demanded for this prosecution? That's relevant evidence. That's going to come in. And so my view is that this does appear to be, who cares whether he wins or loses? Everybody knows that he's willing to go after the head of the FBI and just get him prosecuted. And frankly, he's got some very clear, quote, technical defenses where everything he said was literally true. That is actually a full, complete defense. And a judge at the end of a trial is allowed to say, notwithstanding what a jury does, there's not enough evidence for any reasonable jury to find beyond a reasonable doubt that he, in his literal words, did not lie.
Because we're always up against the clock. We're talking with Jim Bergen from Shipman Goodwin. Two things in court yesterday. One is that the defense is also trying to get the whole case thrown out because they're claiming that Lindsey Halligan wasn't properly put in place as counsel. And number two is there's an accelerated calendar. It seems like everybody involved, even the defense, wants this to happen as quickly as possible, which is kind of rare.
That is true. There's been a little, there's technically a Speedy Trial Act. Everybody has a right to a speedy trial, but everybody also has a right to a fair trial. So in this instance, both sides and the judge recognize, all right, we got to do a few things. We got to decide whether or not this is a lawful case. And you've put your finger right on it that if you can prove, which is a hard thing to do, prove that this was specifically for political purposes, this was vindictive, and you have to show other cases that weren't brought. That's a hard thing to do. But so that's one thing, that just saying this is vindictive and you're not allowed to do that. And secondly, the unlawful appointment, which you've already pointed out. And when the legitimate U.S. attorney quit saying, wait a minute, I don't have enough evidence. and the third legal point is grand jury abuse. And that requires opening. I've had a few instances where I got to look at the grand jury proceedings, but you really have to have evidence to show a reason to suspect things didn't happen in grand jury the way it's supposed to. Here, there's some pretty good external reasons, but you're going to have to come up with something more specific.
All right. What's your best sense, ranging from, it getting tossed out to a conviction. Those are the two ends of the spectrum. What is your best guess at this point with the information you have? What will happen?
Well, I bet the House that he's not going to get convicted. The question is whether or not it's going to get bumped out for one of these legal reasons, and how long is it going to take to do that? And in the meantime, you know, those who are excited about let's go after Comey are going to be happy, because as long as it's pending, they can just say their version of things.
Yeah.
And of course, even after a conviction, they can say their version of things. You know, that, oh, that was just a bunch of people from that district. You know,
well, they're
district,
saying, you know, it's a Biden-appointed judge, and I don't know what the appeals process is. So there's already some sense on the other side that, you know, maybe they just keep. Is this something that could go to the Supreme Court, I guess?
Well, everything can, and we've seen some weird things go all the way to the Supreme Court, only for them on their secret or, you know, unspoken docket just to say, well, we're not going to do anything about it. So this can exist for a while. This ultimately could get to the Supreme Court, but that's a long time from now.
Yeah.
So,
Jim, great job. It was great to see you the other day and raise some great money for Covenant Prep. It was an awesome day on the course with you and Rick Bush, and thanks for coming on this morning and giving us some clarity.
Glad to talk to you. All right, talk to you soon.
You too. Jim Bergen, Shipman and Goodwin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.